The recording is on. That, Charlena, that was for you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, so we're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, call to order. The time is 11:10 a.m. May I please have a motion to convene into executive session?
So moved.
Purposes of, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wasn't done. For the purposes of discussing seeking legal advice of the board's attorney?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Bashir. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We will now have a determination of quorum. Charlena H. Crouch, president, present. Susan E. Gooden, vice president.
Present.
Rose Gashir, second vice president.
Present.
Alfred T. Taylor is not present at this time. Belinda Monroe, trustee, is also not present at this time. Pamela Pratt, district clerk.
Present.
Eva Demian, superintendent. Dr. Shirley Martin is not present at this time. Mr. Michael Goldberg, assistant soup of business.
Present.
Michelle Van Eyken, assistant soup of elementary education, is not present. Also joining us, hi Gary, is,
hi, Gary.
Okay.
Is Mr. Gary Stephan, board's attorney. All right. May I please have, I already have a motion to convene into executive session. The order is wrong on here. We are now in executive session.
Okay, I'm going to pause, okay?
No, wait. Can you guys tell me who the firm is so I can add it?
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so you want me to pause? That,
you, any changes you need to make, just make it at the end.
Yep. Recording.
Okay, ma'am, please have a motion to reconvene into public session.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Belinda Monroe. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are now in public session. Maybe please all cite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I must do a redetermination of quorum because board members have joined us who were not on earlier. And so let's have a redetermination quorum. Charlena H. Crouch, president, present. Susan Gooding, vice president.
Present.
Rose Gashir, second vice president.
Present.
Alfred Taylor, trustee.
Present.
Belinda Monroe, trustee.
Present.
Pamela Pratt, district clerk.
Present.
Eva Demian, acting superintendent.
Present.
Mike Goldberg, assistant soup of business.
Present.
Still not present are Michelle Van Eyken and Dr. Shirley Martin. All right. D1, comments on action items only. Mrs. Pratt, did we receive any questions on action items from the public?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
They are linked in the agenda.
They are linked in the agenda.
Mr. Dedeje?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, question number one. Time to open it. I can't open it. Hold on. I can't open it.
Do you want me to read it?
Can you read the question?
Okay. Daphne Adeleje, 141 Myron Avenue, Roosevelt, New York. Agenda item C3, how will the district be handling trustee elections and budget voting? New York State has reduced aid. How will this impact the district? And how and when will budget hearings continue?
Ms. Demian, you want to share the information you received that we're actually ready to vote on?
Yep. We will, all elections and budget voting will be handled virtually. There, a public notice has will be going out forthcoming, but the budget hearing will start off with a budget hearing that is May 28th. There will be an official adoption of the budget this evening. We conducted the last session of the budget at the end of April, 4/22, and the actual voting itself will be by absentee ballot, which is going to be mailed to all registered voters in the district. Also, what's going to be happening is there will be voter registration through the Department of Motor Vehicles. There will be no on-site registration for voting. I believe that answers all the questions.
Yeah, how will this impact the district? Is that answered?
There will be a fee that we have to subsume for the cost of the ballots. Mike, do we have any figures on that?
Well, we have the district's going to have to pay for the postage going to the residents' houses and the return postage and all printing costs. So it's an approximate cost of $2 per resident.
Oh, Lord.
Hmm. Okay.
So if you just approximate, that's $24,000.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Mike?
Correct. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. When you said 24, so
currently we have approximately 12,000 registered voters.
Right. Okay. It's by registered voters, not by resident, but registered voters.
Registered voters.
Oh, okay.
Qualified voters.
Mm-hmm. That's sad when only about 300 come out to vote.
Yep.
When?
Yeah. Maybe we have to send it to all the.
No, right. Absolutely. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
And, right. And if there are multiple, if there are multiple registered voters in a house, you have to send a separate mailing to each registered voter in the household.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Our second question.
Our second question.
E1, Mrs. Crouch. Is Mrs. Crouch paid for her time?
To be chairperson?
Yes, they would like to know if I'm being paid for my time.
You are not being paid for your time.
Okay, E2, no person is named.
The election.
That is also Ms. Adetiji.
This is still Mrs. Adetiji.
Yes, all the questions are from Ms. Adetiji.
Okay.
Yeah.
E2, no person is named.
Ms. Crouch.
Yes.
It's you to say.
That last question, she asked if you're being paid for what time?
Be chairperson.
Right.
For no. Oversight the budget, to oversee the budget.
To oversee the election.
For the election, I'm sorry. And the budget vote.
Wow.
Of course.
I hear that.
All right, E2, no person is named.
We know that because we haven't heard back, so that's TBD. Right?
Yes, it does. It says okay. It says to be determined.
And F1, yeah, there is an error. I guess there's a decimal point where there should be a comma.
It's corrected now.
It's already correct.
Okay.
It's corrected. And she would like to have a copy of the actual proposed budget. F3, no company is named. How much money was spent on the last search and how much money will this search cost? We did not spend money on the last search, did we?
Nope.
No.
I think the company.
Do you, just if I may take a few minutes to just go over the entire search. The Board of Education back in December and January put out a survey to the entire community, got input for the community from the community in terms of the qualities they wanted in a superintendent. So that was all done. We did a nationwide search. The Board of Education did a nationwide search for candidates. We narrowed it down to 10, which the board interviewed, ascertained some finalists, but Unfortunately, the top candidate that was decided upon by the Board of Education, unfortunately and very sadly, passed away. So that is the reason now why the board is engaging in another search for candidates, and you will see the RFP on the agenda this evening.
Okay. And the last question is on F1. We have been told that the district has a budget deficit of $2 million. Why isn't the nearly $22 million fund balance being used as it has been in the past? Does this budget include projected pandemic-related costs? What are those costs?
There is no shortfall on this budget. This is a balanced budget. The shortfall that the person might be referring to is the $2 million aid cut that the district had to absorb on the first round of cuts by Governor Cuomo. And what was the other question, Ms. Crouch?
Why isn't the nearly $22 million fund balance being used as it has been in the past? And does this budget include projected pandemic-related costs? And if so, what are those costs?
Okay. We are using fund balance to assist us with this budget. Our fund balance is not at $22 million right now. We are doing a fund balance analysis to see where we're going to end up at the end of this year. Roughly at the end of last year, our fund balance was in the $17 million range. And pandemic-related costs, there are some cleaning costs and sanitizing costs that are in there. And we are also applying for FEMA aid for future pandemic costs.
So the actual dollar amount cannot be ascertained at this point in time.
Correct.
And a copy of the budget, she's asking for a copy of the budget. The copy of the budget is readily available on the district website if you look on the left-hand side of the homepage. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, that concludes our question on action items. E1, may I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by, I'll give that to Belinda Monroe, second by Alfred Taylor. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. E2, approval of election inspectors and board registration. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Belinda Monroe. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
Aye.
Thank you for unmuting, Mrs. Gashir. I was going to ask you to, although I can read lips and see.
I was looking like,
I know the difference between I and they. Thank you. Motion carried. E3, approval of receiver and recorder of ballots. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Susan Gooding, second by Belinda Monroe. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. F1, adoption of the 2020-2021 school budget. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye, motion carried. F2, adoption of school district budget notice. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Mrs. Gashir, did you vote?
Aye.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Motion carried. And F3, appointment of firm for superintendent search.
I'd like to make a motion to table this for further discussion and further information.
There's been a motion by Mr. Taylor to table for further discussion and information. Second by Mrs. Gashier. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
F3 has been tabled.
And I'd like to make sure that we're going to come back to address this ASAP, though. But we definitely need to another piece of information.
Yes.
Okay. No problem. All right. Questions from the public. Mrs. Pratt.
I haven't received any new questions yet.
As of right now, there are no questions from the public on any items or regarding any issues in the district. Therefore, I would like to request to have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooding, I believe. Was I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Second by Alfred Taylor. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. The time is 1:20 p.m. Thank you very much, and everyone have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Recording stop.
Recording stop.
All right, hold on.